Jay Smith is the Senior Vice President of Construction Operations for the Chrisman Company. Larry Kruth is the Vice President of Engineering, Technology, and Safety for Douglas Steel Fabricating. Gentlemen, how are you?
Fine, Larry, or Tony, good morning.
Thanks so much for being with us this morning. Now, the construction and design team, and that includes you, Larry, and Jay, are going to be honored with the National Steel Award for Work on the Accident Fund headquarters. So you're going to receive this award, from what I understand, today at 11 o'clock. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, we're really excited about it, Tony. It's an award offered by the AISC nationally, and we competed against over 100 other projects in the country, and they really liked our project, and so we're really excited about it.
Well, Larry, I guess you can go to your boss and ask for a bump in pay, huh?
Well, it's again, I guess to reiterate what Jay said, it's a project that's issued for an award that's issued for ideas to award. It's called Innovation, Design, Engineering, and Technology with Structural Steel, and it's a very, very tough competition. And it's the top award in the country. It's only given to one project in the country every year.
All right, Larry, before I ask Jay this question, I want to talk to you. I would drive past that building and think, man, can't they do something cool with that? So when you talk about the process, when you were approached and the initial process to get something on paper for the new Accident Fund headquarters.
Well, the process involved us getting us involved very early, and I think Chrisman consulted us for our expertise in the area. And the process was, how would we erect steel inside the building and create a new 21st century Class A office space out of a 1939 power plant without disturbing the historic exterior. And that process took quite a bit of time to work out, but with some innovative techniques, we were able to make it work.
So what did you have to do? Did you have to reinforce the structure, especially the weight bearing? And tell us about the new technology that you used to accomplish this.
Well, part of the new technology is we created a virtual 3D model of the existing structure and then added the new steel in. As for the techniques we used to erect the steel, the techniques involve a technique which actually was called, as time went on, building a ship in a bottle. We actually put hatches in the roof of the structure and lowered the steel through the hatches in the roof so we wouldn't disturb the exterior of the structure at all.
Jay, you will get these engineers, and I know you work closely together, but a guy will say, wow, I've got a great idea here. Wait a minute, you want me to put steel in a building and then erect it so that it can support this? Talk about the process of trying to make that vision come to be.
Well, it was a really exciting but also scary process, but just the whole idea of preserving this landmark for Lansing, what a great thing for Lansing skyline, building on the river and putting everything back together. It was just something that we felt had to be done, and we were excited to have Douglas Steel as our partners. Let's not forget HOK, the design engineers. They were very instrumental in helping us to create the concept that ultimately developed this landmark facility for Lansing.
Larry, did you understand the significance of this project?
Yes, I did. Actually, I'm not a native of Lansing. And because I wasn't a native of Lansing, when I moved to Lansing 28 years ago, I didn't understand the significance of the building. After being here for 28 years, I understood how important it was to the city of Lansing to preserve this structure.
Jay, when you were putting this together, was the cost more significant than it would have been without having to do all the special things that you had to do to preserve the outer structure?
Oh, I think that there's a balance between preserving the existing structure and the materials it takes to build a completely new structure. And I think we struck that very evenly. Cost was as anticipated. The project came in on budget. But, you know, I don't want to go much farther without really acknowledging Accident Fund, of America as our partner and the group that really had the vision and the confidence to occupy such a great project.
All right.
Really excited to have them as our partner.
Larry, when you first looked at the building when it was finished, what did you think?
I was amazed. Generally I was in the building before anything started to figure out how we could make it work. And to see the transformation, and pictures don't do it justice. After you had been in the building before anything took place, to what it looks like today is phenomenal. It is an unbelievable structure to be inside today.
Jay, what did you think when you first got a look at it, when all the equipment's cleared away and the grass is planted and you get a look at it for the first time?
It's pretty exciting. I was involved in the project and seeing it disassembled before we reassembled it. And so I'm always flashing back to that, big steel industrial interior structure. And to look at it now as this Class A office building is just an exciting thing to do.
Larry, is that an energy-efficient building?
Yes, it is. It's extremely energy-efficient. I think some of the notable things is the amount of material that was recycled during construction. We had over 700 tons of steel that was removed and recycled, 600 tons of concrete was removed and recycled, in fact, over 7,000 tons of everything from that was taken out of the structure was recycled and reused instead of taken to landfills.
Jay, what did it look like inside that facility when you first started the work?
Well, it was a turn of the century power plant. So large steel riveted beams and platforms and steel open stairways and significant openings all over the place. It was a very rough industrial interior.
It seems to me that you had a little bit of an advantage in dealing with this building as opposed to dealing with the buildings like, say, Eastern High School. There's been talk about destroying the building and building a new high school because the infrastructure, the plumbing, the electric, is all old and outdated. Do you think this will cause people to take another look at the great structure and buildings that we have, not only in this area but around the country, and maybe have people find ways to keep them?
We certainly hope so, Tony. Restoring and salvaging old structures in this country is an important part of the redevelopment of our skylines. This building will be LEED certified. There are numerous green components to this historic and state-of-the-art office building, corporate headquarters, and what better way to eliminate trash than to reuse your buildings and be a good citizen for your environment.
Jay Smith is the Senior Vice President of Construction Operations for the Chrisman Company. Larry Kruth is the Vice President of Engineering, Technology, and Safety for Douglas Steel Fabricating Corporation. They will be presented the American Institute of Steel Construction Ideas 2011 Presidential Award for Excellence today at 11 o'clock. Gentlemen, awesome, awesome work. Thanks so much for what you do, and I love driving past that building every day. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Tony.
Thank you, Tony.